This is Wild About Utah.
In 2019, my friend Josh Bowling shared his perspectives on place-based education beyond the walls of a classroom in a Wild About Utah piece titled, Why I Teach Outside. I sit here today with another colleague teaching second grade at Edith Bowen Lab School in Logan, Dr. Joseph Kozlowski, who has unpacked the potential of teaching children outside. Dr. Koz, tell us your story.
Well, first, thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here. I grew up in an outdoor family. My dad was a wildlife biologist with the Forest Service, so I appreciated being outdoors growing up. And then later, my uncles introduced me to hunting and fishing, and that became a big part of my life where I find problem solving and a sense of connection to nature. And so when I got my first job in northern Wyoming, I became involved in a group called Adventure Club. On Fridays and weekends, we'd take students from the school on experiential learning trips to historically relevant sites in the area, such as Devil's Tower, Jewel Cave, the Battle of the Little Bighorn area, and really help these students connect to the place that they live in the culture and the history through those experiences. So those kind of experiences are really what help kids connect learning and help them connect who they are to where they are. And a lot of my philosophy is behind John Dewey, who talks about rich experiences being the foundation for thinking and for learning.
Can you give us an example of an experience that embodies this philosophy?
Yeah, definitely. Last year, our second grade class at EBLS, we set up a trip to Hiram Dam to take the students out ice fishing. And we partnered with DWR employees, expert parents, and Dr. Eric Newell, our director of experiential learning. And we wanted to go out there to help students connect with that place, but also learn about characteristics of animals, what they need to survive, traits of the habitat. So the students are out there on their buckets, ice cold fingers, ice developing on the top of those little rods, and they're just so focused on watching one little bounce of the line, hoping to catch a fish. Ended up being able to have a rainbow trout and a yellow perch, and getting to look at the different colorations on the body and these black vertical stripes on the perch and talking about how that blends into the dark reeds on the bottom of the reservoir. And the mouth structure, how one has these sharp, aggressive teeth and one has a wider mouth. And then finally, even looking inside their bellies, different food was in different types of fish and little minnows in the trout belly versus macroinvertebrates and little snail-type things in the perch belly, and looking at how those match the different parts of the water that those fish would live in. That type of a thing is an example of how the students connect to this place in this really authentic and meaningful way.
How do you justify, though, this type of teaching and learning in the current educational landscape?
Basically, from an academic accountability perspective, there's not a shortage of research, specifically in early childhood where I work, which links rich at-home vocabulary, at-home math experiences, and then in general, rich experiences with later academic success.
Well, providing hands-on learning that fosters rich connection to place makes so much sense and is engaging as well. We are Shannon Rhodes and Dr. Kozlowski, and we are
Wild About Utah.